Welcome, welcome to the best 5-minute podcast with Forrest Kelly.
In part two of our conversation with Deborah Mathey, proprietor of Dutcher Crossing Winery, let's find out about the logo, which just happens to be the bicycle that coined the phrase taking a header. Because the style of the bicycle, the rider sits so high, anytime there's an accident, guess who goes head first? Tell me about the penny farthing.
The penny farthing is our logo. For those that can't see it, it's a high wheel bike. So it's the big wheel with the tiny little wheel in the back. And when my dad was sick, he wanted to give my brothers and I each a special gift. And my brothers got different gifts, but my dad and mom found a penny farthing for me. I have a bike collection and I had always wanted one, but they're fitted per your height and inseam. So they never could find the right size for me. And he gave me the bike in 2005, and it was the last gift he gave me before he passed away. So it represents our journey into wine country together. I do ride it, and I do ride it every once in a while in the parades, but little kids run out in the parades, and there's not a lot of great turn radius, and you can't stop on a dime. So we're mindful about where we ride it.
So the negotiations, or was there a moment when you through the searching things, going to all the wineries and things, what about the Dutcher Crossing Winery, you arrived and you said, oh my gosh, this is it, our search is over?
It's interesting. I had looked at and made offers, and the deals had fallen through throughout several years. But I came in and spoke to the owners of Dutcher Crossing just to kind of pick their brain of why they built the winery instead of buying a pre-existing winery, and kind of understanding their thoughts about how they got into the industry. And I did that with several other winery owners. But as I kept looking, I kept referencing and comparing to Dutcher Crossing, and it was not for sale. And then when my dad passed away, my oldest brother, Steve, said, where are you at with the wine industry and how can we help you? And I said, the deal fell through right before dad passed away. I said, but the one that feels right is Dutcher Crossing. It's not for sale. And my oldest brother said, well, go ask. The worst thing they can do is say no. And I was like, is it that simple? And it was great advice. Both my brother, Steve and Scott, were like, a lot of things aren't for sale, but just go ask. And I came out, and our family CFO was with us, and we came out and talked to the owners, and they knew who we were. And here's my thought, what do you think? And they said, give us a little bit of time to think about it. They called a week later, and they said, we're interested. And I flew back out, and we made an offer. We went to dinner with the owners. The next day, they countered. And then my family CFO walked me out, and we stood outside the front door, and he started looking at football scores on his cell phone. And I'm like, really? Like, you're looking at playoff football scores? Like, let's meet in the middle. That's what we were hoping for. He's like, no. He's like, you got to play it cool. We got to stand out here for a little bit. We can't be too eager. So, I sat and watched him look at football scores, the playoffs for the Packers. And then we walked back in, gave another offer, and we all shook hands. And about 37 days to 40 days later, the winery had switched hands. And both families went, it's right hand to pass it to. It's about 10 years earlier than we expected, but they did not want it to fall into corporate hands. Oh, okay. They wanted their vision and passion to continue on. And so in my world, in my family's world, we are just kind of the shepherds for the next generation that will eventually take over Dutcher Crossing. So, we try to make them proud, and they come back and visit, and which is unique in the wine industry or any business where former owners come back and are still proud and excited about what we're doing. I'm glad the deal went through because I've enjoyed the 18 years so far.
And your hands-on.
I am. I think I'm somewhat unique being super hands-on. I enjoy working with our staff. I enjoy seeing the customers. I enjoy the challenges every day. Like, we're in, Mother Nature is not being so kind right now. It's raining. So it's always something different. And I view my job as really helping develop the people of Dutcher Crossing. If I'm doing a good job, they're going to need me less and less in the front of the winery, which is kind of what's happening. I'm much more behind the scenes, unless they need to bring me out and make me smile and have fun with the guests. But they have developed and evolved that they are taking more and more of the reins away from me, which is kind of fun to see.
The Best 5 Minute Wine Podcast.
Don't forget my favorite part.
Please, please like and follow. Oh.